Well, the absence of the US from the TPP after Donald Trump's withdrawal led to a renegotiation, and there was more tweaking after Canada was spooked just weeks ago. But critics say the reworked deal will still give too much power to big corporations at the cost of good public policy, something the Australian government has denied. Jomo Kwame Sundaram is the former Assistant Secretary General in the UN's Department of Economic Affairs and a prominent Malaysian economist, and one of those with doubts about the agreement's benefits.
Even with the United States, the TPP was not going to deliver very much in terms of growth related to trade liberalization. This was confirmed by various studies, including two studies by agencies of the US government. Without the United States, the gains from trade liberalization are going to be pretty much negligible. The CPTPP is essentially about non-trade issues. And there are two in particular which are very disturbing. One is the extension of intellectual property rights to a whole range of areas which are going to further undermine the public health exceptions which are provided under the World Trade Organization.
So what do you mean? What will be the implications of that for public health measures?
Basically, the range of substances which are going to be covered by the CPTPP are far greater. For example, there's something called biologics. These are naturally occurring substances which have never been covered by any kind of intellectual property rights, but now they will be covered under intellectual property rights. And there are a whole range of other issues involved which are basically going to prejudice the interests of developing countries generally, but especially in the area of public health.
So that's public health. You said there was a second area set of concerns you had. What are they?
The second area relates to something called ISDS, the Investor-State Dispute Settlement Arrangements. This basically allows large private corporations to sue countries. This basically undermines the likelihood that national courts will be able to protect the public interest. And if you look at what has been happening recently, the United States government has further undermined dispute settlement arrangements in the WTO, for instance. A judge who was expected to get a second term was not allowed to get a second term because he had voted against the United States in a different dispute settlement case. But still, one recognizes that the WTO is a multilateral organization and there is a certain degree of legitimacy and accountability involved in a multilateral organization. Mm. Private dispute settlement arrangements in various jurisdictions are not subject to that. In most instances, there is very little, if any, transparency.
And so when the Australian government says that the mining industry here anticipates a boost to exports of $23 billion and a boost to national income of $12 billion by 2030, those sound like big numbers, and that's how our government is selling this Trans-Pacific Partnership deal. What should we make of those claims?
There have been similar claims made by other governments in their attempts to justify their participation in the original TPP. On closer examination, we discovered in the case of some of the claims made by the proponents of the TPP in Malaysia that these numbers were essentially made up. They were not empirically verifiable. And I think even the trade economists in Australia have had a tough time trying to make sense of many of the numbers which the government offers.
The other point of optimism that some people have is that eventually the US will come on board and that maybe China will come on board too, and that this will improve the quality of the deal. What do you think about the prospects of that?
Well, the likelihood of the US coming on board is pretty much zero in the near future. The main reasons being fairly obvious. Almost all major candidates in the last presidential election, it wasn't just President Trump who was against the TPP. Hillary Clinton came out against the TPP. Bernie Sanders was against the TPP. So there's very little support in the United States in the current situation. As far as China is concerned, everybody knows that the main motivation of the Japanese and Australian governments who have been pushing the CPTPP has basically been to keep China out. So it's quite disingenuous for any of them, especially those two governments, to start making claims that they expect China to come on board.
Jomo Kwame Sundaram, thank you very much for your time today.
You're most welcome.
Jomo Kwame Sundaram is the former Assistant Secretary General in the UN's Department of Economic Affairs. So some of the elements of the TPP, including the treatment of medicines, have been suspended or altered in the latest version, observers are saying, but still some details to be made clear for the public.